Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From the Chicago Park District, Manager of Health and Wellness, Colleen Lammel-Harmon. Colleen, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Anxious to find out about your job and the social distancing ambassadors that you work with. Tell us who these people are, what they do, and where they do it.
Sure. And this program is, started earlier in the summer when we were trying to figure out what to do and how to educate people in the park. And we worked with a few different organizations, obviously the Chicago Park District, experts, and Department of Public Health. And we talked to Seattle and some of the other big cities that were doing this. And what we did is we trained in the beginning the community rec staff of the Chicago Park District, so repurposing lifeguards and community rec staff of rec leaders and instructors. And then with the generous donation from the Clara Lino Foundation that she made to Chicago Parks Foundation, we were able to hire mostly teen social distance ambassadors. So what we did, Bob, was we trained them in how to educate people, really promote what was going on with the three that I heard earlier from Bill Curtis, is wear a mask, keep your social distance, and proper hygiene, and then the extra layer of educating why that is so important, and then how to be a role model from pretty much a peer standpoint of teen to teen. And we did that for about 6 weeks, and here we are now to actually train. We have over 200 of these social distance ambassadors that have signed up to become contact tracers, which is a very interesting program. They're going to be training this week, starting today online, and they're going to be trained on how to be contact tracers, but also they're going to be receiving resume builders and interview skills to really grow these opportunities in education.
Are these all volunteer positions, Colleen?
They are not. They are paid positions. So these were, I think we had over 650 social distance ambassadors over the summer, most between the ages, from about anywhere from about 16 to, into their 20s for the majority of them. But anyone 18 or over is going to be able to take advantage of this contact tracing and this additional program of resume building and interview skills.
Are you looking for more people? Do you need help?
Well, thank you for asking that, because I will say, just to really actually jump back to that question, is anyone can be a social distance ambassador. We had groups like Chicago Area Running Association, some students from Loyola that did volunteer for this position, Westtown Bikes. So there was a paid social distance, and then there's a volunteer organization, and we do need more people to continue the social distance ambassadors, and we can train people to really show people why you have to wear a mask and keep your distance. For the contact tracing right now, it is only for those opportunities for the people and the young adults who went through the program, because they have a huge base of education. Every twice a week, they were learning from Harvard and MIT on really public health and global health. So they got a much deeper approach than we ever have experienced in the Chicago Park District. And what's interesting is, what does a city look like when you become a public health ambassador, per se?
Mm-hmm. Well, when the city reopened the Lakefront Trail and the 606, of course, they reopened it for walking, running, biking. There's no gathering, no mass gatherings allowed, of course, and no swimming, no grilling, no coolers, no picnics. And how do people react when you have to tell them, can't do that, sorry?
Yeah, that was fun. So that was where the first launch of this, it's great you bring that up, was called the Keep It Moving campaign. And we really care about health in the parks, and we really care about physical activity. So what we wanted to do is give Chicago back that opportunity to go to the most beautiful parks and trails and lakefront to keep it moving. But some people did not like that, obviously. What was really challenging was keeping people on the trail and off the sand, and keeping people in the park but off the playgrounds. And that can be a confusing message sometimes. So the way we approached it was that they did not know that they were doing something that they weren't supposed to be doing. Some people took it better than others, but for the most part, we were amazed at how many people followed the rules, and we kind of used that as thank you. Thank you for doing the right thing. Thank you for wearing the mask. Thank you for keeping off the playground and the sand. You know, it takes a while to learn a different behavior, and that's what we did go through in the beginning. I was out there with my colleagues as social distance ambassador for the first 3 weeks, piloting this and finding out where were our trouble spots, what signage we need, and really the whole park district came together, and we created more signs. We got locks on the playground. So it was definitely an effort of our park district, our city agencies, and then really finding those people that use the lakefront on a regular pattern daily for them to help us be social distance ambassadors as well.
How was it when you had to tell somebody, you can't be in the water, get out?
You know, it's so hard. It's such an oxymoron because it's such a beautiful place. But, you know, the way I approach it and the way we train is we say, we know what you're going through. We know how much you want to be in this water. We know how much you want to be playing on the playground. It's just not safe right now. And, that, you know, it's really hard to understand that because it's just a really education process. And again, I was out there for many weeks, and I only had a few instances of, you know, really strong eye rolls and really strong, huh, you know, who are you type thing. But, you know, if you go in with that, and this is where we had to coach these young adults to say, don't get discouraged. If one person puts their mask up or one person goes and, you know, comes back with a mask, they've made a difference. And that's really it, because you have to focus on the positive part of this and the people that, you know, they will either stop coming back for a while or they will learn that they can use these, you know, trails safely. But the beaches and the playgrounds were tough. It's really tough. People want to use those amenities in Chicago. It just, we can't do it right now.
How did it go when you had to tell a mom, your kids can't be in this playground, sorry?
Or grandmas or babysitters, you know, it was a lot. They weren't happy with it. And again, this just to really enforce, not enforce, but this was not an enforcement role. So the peers promote, the E is educate, the third E is example making role model, and the fourth one was report. So not that we're reporting moms and babysitters and grandmas, but we didn't escort them off the playground. It was more of, you know, we really highly encourage you to not use that because it hasn't been cleaned off and we don't know how germs are spreading. We still don't know exactly how. So some took it and said thank you, and some just kept playing on, to be honest. And that was it. It's, you know, we have big groups, they got smaller. And so that's the thing, is we have to consistently tell people, please get off the playground, it's not cleaned. So that's kind of how it went, is, you know, they weren't happy, but I'll say for the most part, you know, at least more than half did listen, and there are some playgrounds that are empty right now, you know, fortunately to keep them safe, but unfortunately they just can't play. And that's where... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Colleen.
I was going to say, and that's why it's so interesting with now these learning now to be a contact tracer. How are these, you know, if you have 50 people in the playground and someone has it, how do you contact them to say, you know, the person that just used the slide right after before you had it? And that's what's really interesting about the second step of the social distance ambassadors and contact tracing.
Right. Well, thanks for the work you and your colleagues are doing. Colleen Lammel-Harmon, Senior Project Manager of Health and Wellness at the Chicago Park District. Keep up the great work. We need you.
Bob, thank you and WGN Radio. We really appreciate spreading the word. Have a great day.
You too, Colleen. Thanks a lot.